A murder case in a famous California beach town is provoking some soul searching on the surf. Last year, a talented young surfer named Emery Kawanui was killed in a brawl in La Jolla, California, a mecca for surfers up and down the California coast. The five young men who attacked Kawanui have been charged with murder. Now, according to reports, the whole thing would have been tried as an accidental death until, that is, authorities linked these men to a suspected gang called the Bird Rock Bandits. And now they face the state's much stiffer gang-related charges as well. A judge is now deciding whether or not the suspects will face trial. Terry Rogers is a reporter with the San Diego Union-Tribune, and he's been reporting on this case. Terry, thanks for being here.
Sure, you're welcome.
So explain, what do we know about the night that Kawanui was killed? Is there much disputed about what happened, the facts of that night?
I don't think so. They were drinking at a bar in La Jolla, and beer got spilled on somebody, and somebody got upset, and it went on from there down to the street.
And Kawanui was actually attacked in front of his mother's apartment building, correct?
Yes, actually sort of called out, so to speak. I mean, he could have just stayed in the condominium and said, no, I don't want to fight, but he went out to engage the people that wanted to beat him up.
Do we know what the motives were for this?
For the beating?
Yeah. What are some of the allegations or the motives being put forth or explanations as to why this happened?
Well, retaliation for what didn't get settled in the bar. Just the dispute in the bar didn't really get settled because Kawanui was evicted or thrown out of the bar, asked to leave because he was causing an uproar there. And so they went down, the bar was just down the street from where he lived, and so they went down to finish up.
At first, the coverage of Kawanui himself, this young man, was fairly uncomplicated. He was being portrayed as a great surfer and a nice kid in some of the early reporting. How did that picture begin to change?
Well, when we peeled back the onion a little bit, Kawanui actually had a lot more complicated life than anybody originally thought. He had sort of a violent past and history himself.
And he was actually in prison at one point, right, in jail?
Right. He did some jail time in Florida for an assault with a beer bottle that hit a guy in the face and caused him gash, and he was also arrested for DUI here and for a surf rage incident in Oceanside.
So the five young men who are facing these charges of murder, very serious charges, they were apparently all part of the same circle of friends, and the prosecutor has now alleged that they were actually part of, it was more than just a loose circle of friends. This was a gang. Can you explain what evidence or what allegations have surfaced to assert that?
Well, I'm a little inclined to let the lawyers kind of sort out whether this gang thing or not, but basically under the law is written rather loosely. If you congregate for purposes of violence, you can be considered a gang. Now, some people say, yes, they meet the legal definition of a gang, and others say that they're no more a gang than, a bunch of drunken sailors getting rowdy on Liberty on the weekend. So, or a college fraternity that carries things too far. But, I think we're going to have to let the legal system sort out what they are. But, yes, they have been labeled a gang, and that has,
which is a big deal in California. The laws are much more strident when it comes to gang-related activity.
Well, absolutely, because gangs are a violent reality in urban America.
And other people, we should say, did come out. Close to a dozen people came out after this trial or after this case became so highlighted and said, "Hey, I was also attacked by one of these young men."
Right. They five post-high school young men roamed around the La Jolla area and basically beat up people for no reason at all. And yeah, and the police hadn't really caught up with what was going on. It was later, after they were arrested for this murder, that all the previous victims came forward.
So, Terry, La Jolla is a really, this is a very nice, well-off community, and it's, you know, kind of a nice, quiet environment. And
right. It's like the Beverly Hills of San Diego.
And you've covered the surfing scene for a long time. Was this kind of energy building? Is this kind of territory? A lot of this is about territory in the surf, right? In the surfing culture.
Well, this doesn't really fit right into that peg entirely. It goes more to, there's sort of a dirty underbelly to beach culture, and that it's sort of this Hawaiian strain of, and so you hear a lot about aloha, right? Well, this is sort of the opposite of that. This is, you know, a kind of a Hawaiian machismo sort of strain in beach culture that is kind of there. It's when it surfaces like this, it's really ugly and it's really surprising. People don't know that there's this sort of violent side.
So when you say this is a Hawaiian strain, I mean, does that illustrate some kind of ethnic tension in La Jolla?
No. I mean, Emery was Hawaiian. His father was Hawaiian. He lived in Kauai for some time, and he was mentored by older surfers in Kauai, including Titus Kinamaka, who has sort of a machismo history there of protecting the territory there in Kauai, and sort of being kind of a rough and tumble character, you know, standing up for yourself as a man.
And has this had any reverberations among the surf community in La Jolla? Are people talking about this?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's just a wash in tragedy, as I say. There's everybody feels terrible about it. It's not the kind of image that we want to portray of the California surfing scene. And certainly it is exceptional. We may never see anything like this again. I think it's a horrible embarrassment that, you know, this sort of seamy underbelly of surf culture gets exposed in the media like this, because the opportunity to get stereotyped and portrayed incorrectly is very great and is probably already happening.
What's the next step in the case, Terry?
Well, this preliminary hearing, the judge will decide if there's enough evidence for trial, and there appears to be. Then they'll move on to the trial phase and actually pick a jury and go to trial.
Terry Rogers is a reporter with the San Diego Union-Tribune. Hey, Terry, thanks for sharing your reporting on this. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Coming up on the show, Tanya Cornett. She is the first woman to be awarded a Brewmaster Award. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.